You are listening to The Takeout.
It's your super lucky Tuesday because it's your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. You already know who I am. Steve Shigaris, political director of CBS News and world's greatest podcast sidekick, is with me. We're here at the Old Ebbitt Grill right across the street from the Treasury Department. And wouldn't you know it, somebody from Treasury walked over here and sat down and had a meal with us. Tony Sayegh is the chief spokesperson for the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Steve Mnuchin, and for the Treasury Department generally. Tony, great to have you with us.
It's been a great time, guys. I could do another hour if you wanted.
Let's go.
That's a rare and delightful admission from what I'm going to use. Our guests are not like ready for another hour, but let's go like Ernie Banks. Let's play three. I like that. We ask our guests in this Takeout Outtake Especial segment three threshold questions to give our audience a sense of who they are and kind of what makes them tick outside of the work world. And as the former deputy mayor of Tuckahoe, New York, these are difficult questions, perhaps. Most influential or one of the most influential books, favorite movie or one of your most favorite movies, and long drive or long flight, you've got your best music with you, what is it?
So I'm a collectivist in a way. I like to mention several, not just one.
Okay, great.
Although I will say with books, it's actually easy to say the most impression I was ever from a book was The Prince by Machiavelli.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a young high school student who didn't like to read long books, and The Prince was very short. So I decided to, you know, really...
It's a study of power.
Exactly, and really thumb through it and became very interested in it and read it many, many multiple times. And you know, really as a kind of person who views myself in many regards as a strategist, whether it be as a spokesperson, public affairs, public relations, political analysis, whatever it is, you know, we're constantly thinking strategically about things. I thought it was a great start for me to really get informed and impressed by it. And I'm really a big lover of historical biographies. I love to learn about history through leaders. You know, Bismarck is a big one for me. Theodore Roosevelt was a big one for me. Obviously, Reagan, Thatcher, you know, just Nixon, frankly, is another one I'm very interested in. Read a lot of his books as well. There's a weird kind of personal connection there, too, but I won't go too long into it. But the bottom line is I love to learn about history through the leaders who made it.
Excellent. Movies?
Listen, man, I got to tell you.
There we go.
There's a wind-up for this. Yeah,
Steven Mnuchin movies are the best movies. There is no doubt in
Wonder
my mind.
Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Let our audience know, though, the movies that Steven Mnuchin has financed.
In all candor, one of my favorite movies is a Mnuchin movie, American Sniper. Highly, highly just a powerful movie. Through Fox, got to meet and get to know Thea Kyle a little bit, so there was a lot of power in that movie. I watched it on a plane, and I literally was visually
very intense
and moved by it to the point where the people next to me were like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, just turn
Can you
on
hold
this
it
movie.
Together.
You'll,
yeah.
you'll know what I'm talking about." And of course, he does. You know, I have kids, so Lego Batman was a big one for us. That was a
okay,
fun one.
Okay, outside of the Steve Mnuchin catalog, if we could,
he also did Sully the Accountant. Anyway, Suicide Squad. So I would say A Few Good Men is a movie I could watch
Aaron Sorkin
any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Can you handle
as
the
they say? I do.
Okay,
on a daily basis. And I of course love 80s slapsticks. Just you name it, I love it.
Caddyshack.
Oh my God! I mean, if it has Chevy Chase, Fast Times,
Airplane,
Trading Places, Airplane, Coming to America. If it has Eddie Murphy or Chevy Chase,
Distinguished Gentlemen.
Oh, fantastic
Fletch?
Movie!
Have you seen Fletch?
Have I seen Fletch? John Cocktoast in them.
Don.
Put it on the Underhill tab. Isn't the Underhill spanking for that?
Absolutely.
Okay,
using the whole fist there, Don?
Moon River.
Hello. We could go on and on and on. Oh, get to the music. The music, I almost forgot.
Okay, so I'm a total New Yorker. Love Bruce Springsteen. Love Bon Jovi. Love Neil Diamond. You know,
The first Neil Diamond reference.
That is the first Neil Diamond
reference.
The History
of the Takeout podcast, and I am a big Neil Diamond fan.
That's it, man.
First record, it was a cassette tape, purchased at Tower Records in San Diego when I was about 10 years old. My parents said you get to buy one cassette in this whole record store. It was a Neil Diamond album.
Great.
Here's the thing with Neil Diamond. Are we talking 60s Neil Diamond? Are we talking Sweet Caroline? Are we talking 60s, the jazz
70s.
Singer?
60s, 70s. It ends in the 80s.
No jazz singer?
Jazz singer's borderline.
All right.
Yeah.
And the anything after that, forget it.
The Christmas album isn't so bad either.
To both of them.
They're
really
good.
I'm serious. Yeah, they're very good.
Okay. Little drummer boy.
We Shaggy got some takeover. Letters. We got letters.
We're going to plow through some letters here. We haven't done letters in a couple of weeks.
We haven't done letters.
Ben Von
and Billy Joel. Billy Joel. I have to say Billy Joel. I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, of
love,
course.
Love,
Billy
love,
Joel.
Billy Joel.
Last Play at Shea is a great video.
Speaking of New York, New York, Ben Von Klemperer, from New York, New York. No relation to
Werner.
Werner Klemperer, I don't think.
Who played Colonel Klink in Hogan's Heroes.
Dear Major and Steve, when I talk...
60s pop culture reference.
When I talk...
Ding, ding, ding.
Politics.
Never mind, Katiana.
Thank you. I often find myself dropping casual references to The Takeout. If I get a blank stare or even a flicker of non-recognition, I look for the next opportunity to end the conversation. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
No, Ben, it does not. Thank you.
Makes you one of our all-time heroes.
Dear world's greatest podcast team from Christy Canfield in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh,
actually,
a great city.
I think this was written by her, but it's the sentiment of Kai.
Okay.
Kai is a Nova Scotia duck trolling retriever living in Raleigh. Friday nights are the best for mom and her, Christy Canfield. Have a standing date to eat, take out, and watch the takeout on CBSN. This is
Excellent.
A dog that is writing to us. So
yes.
This is our first letter from a dog. Kai and Christy Canfield, thank you very much.
We deeply appreciate all canine correspondence.
I've mentioned that there are several states, three to be exact,
yes.
that have not sent us
Laggers.
Letters.
Yes.
Two states, Vermont and Maine, I've called out multiple times on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, we received a letter from Maine. It may only be my adopted summer state. This person is, quote, from away, as they say up in Maine.
Mm.
But she
not
couldn't let Maine go unrepresented in the mailbag. Thanks for keeping me in the loop while I'm performing up here in vacation land. Thank you all the best, a mystery fan. P.S., you should give that producer guy Arden Fari a raise.
I agree.
Now... Arden, this is Arden's sister that wrote this postcard.
The actress.
But it still came from Maine, so it counts.
Exactly.
All right. Things I'm craving. You, ice cream, and you. Dear Major Garrett, the Take Our Crew, my wife picked out this card, but we both love and admire your work and appreciate your contributions to our general political discourse. Thanks for all the good times. We'd be honored to place our new takeout sticker along our signed Tom Selleck print.
Wow.
Treasures to pass along to our now one-year-old daughter, Scarlett. This is from the Fox family, Matt, Sarah, and Scarlett in, I don't even know, Boston, Massachusetts somewhere.
Scarlett, for posterity, hello. Welcome to the world. It's a better place that you're here.
Last letter. I'm not going to go through all of this, but...
Okay, it's a long letter.
This
Thank
is
you
a very
for the long,
long letter.
Letters.
Mike and Nancy. I'm a lunky. I wish I hope I'm saying that correctly. But anyway, these...
Do forgive him.
These lovely people...
Yes.
...are from the state of Missouri. Mike...
A great state. My alma
mater.
Is a graduate of
University of Rolla?
University of Missouri in Rolla.
Rolla.
Engineering school.
Nancy is a graduate from the University of Missouri, Columbia, moved to Columbia in 1981 with our three boys. So we lived here when you were studying at the university.
Yes, 1980-84.
Mike is a retired engineer who worked for the state of Missouri. Nancy is a retired kindergarten teacher who worked for the Columbia Public Schools. They are sending us safe glasses to view the total eclipse, which is coming up on August 21st.
That's right.
The extra pair is from me.
Oh, okay. Here they go.
Travel to your alma mater to view the great American eclipse.
Right, because it's best viewed
because in Columbia,
in mid-America.
They will be able to view the total eclipse.
That's
I can't
right.
see the letter from...
Yeah, you can't. Boy, it's very hard to read.
2 minutes and 37 seconds.
Very hard to read with these.
Thank you, Major and Steve.
Tony, don't ever let the Treasury Secretary appear in public with these on. Okay?
Mike,
if you do, tax reform
we'll make
is
sure
dead.
We do. Absolutely.
Okay. Mike and Nancy in...
Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
Middle America.
All right. Our guest, Tony Sagg.
Yes.
Worked... For vice presidential
candidate
nominee Jack Kemp. What did you do for him?
Correct. I was a press assistant, worked in the press shop for the secretary.
This would have been in 1996.
Correct.
One of my favorite stories of all time involves Jack Kemp.
He was not on the debate prep team, though.
Jack Kemp, you may know, not only was Bob Dole's running mate in 1996, but he was the former secretary of HUD and was also a renowned...
Housing and urban development.
Renowned. Professional football player.
Renowned.
First
absolutely.
For the Los Angeles and San Diego Chargers.
Yep.
Then later for the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
Great story that was told to me by no other than O.J. Simpson. He told me the one
Show
time
off.
I met O.J. I know. O.J., 6 months after he was acquitted in 1996, O.J. tells me the story about how, first of all, how he hopes.
You were just hanging.
We were literally in front of O.J.'s house, but that's another story
okay.
for another podcast.
Got it.
Comes out and talks to us, says, who is Bob Dole going to pick as his running mate? I hope he picks my friend Jack Kemp. And then he goes on to say that he and Jack Kemp played 1 year, 1969. That was O.J.'s rookie season in Buffalo. And then the following season, Kemp retired to run for Congress in the Buffalo area. And he came to training camp and told all the players, I am expecting every single one of you to go out and campaign for me, because if you don't, I'm coming back and I'm quarterbacking the Bills. And then what OJ said is we all went out and campaigned for him. Jack Kemp won, and the rest is history. But the funny thing about that story is Jack Kemp, I'm watching NFL films like 6 months later and 2 a.m, and Jack Kemp told that same exact story. Apparently it was one of his favorite stories.
So that way we know
tell.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true, absolutely. And we did not use OJ's endorsement during that campaign. I want to make it abundantly clear. But as Major knows, because you visited me at Treasury, I have one of Jack Kemp's football cards affixed on my desk, and I think about his leadership every day.
That's the voice of Tony Sayegh. He is the chief spokesperson for the Treasury Department and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. This has been your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. You got to know a little bit about Tony, his music, his books, and his movies, and those kind of like financially backed by some dude he mentioned. I don't know who it was. All apologies to you, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for listening. This has been your Tuesday Takeout Especial.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farhi, Katiana Krachenko, and CBS Radio News. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and visit takeoutpodcast.com for more information.